Micah.
Hello, Michael, you okay?
Yeah. One second, just sort the video out.
There you go, that's what I've been waiting for.
After the Wigan game, you sent me some homework, so I've got a few stats to throw at you. You've used 10 different players in the spine so far this season. You've used 29 players and you've made 28 changes. Does that, you know, obviously, you know, your thoughts on what you've had to, you know, come through so far this year?
Yeah, well, good on you. Well done for your homework. It's 10 different combinations in the spine is incredible, isn't it? So you're trying to get continuity into your team. It's pretty much impossible. But I think we have shown whoever does play the Mick tries the best, still tries to play the style rugby that we have and then ultimately commit to the team. But yeah, it's a season that is unbeknown to us all with the injuries, and we're no different. We've probably had it worse than probably the majority. But ultimately, I think the way we've dealt with it as a club, the way that we've played our own players is probably commendable to us and what we've done here.
What does that say about the depth and I guess the adaptability or within your squad that you have had 10 different players either playing full-back, stand-off, scrum-half?
I think what helps, Mick, is when you're very black and white. This is the system, this is how we play to the system. We always practice people in different positions, which helps. So whoever fills whatever role knows the job. There's never a meeting where a player would leave a meeting and go, we're not too sure, there's no clarity. So we always know all the roles, we're very black and white.
Is there any positional shifts that have worked better than expected?
I'm not sure. Again, it's very hard when you've had so many different ones. I've had back rowers playing centre, I've had full-backs playing standoff, I've had back rowers going in the middle. We've just been all over the place. It was just trying to do a job and get through their moments.
Just how tough has it been for you and the coaching staff and the players, I guess, to maintain that consistency in your sort of, you know, desired, you know, attacking shape and playmaking? Certainly when you look at the early part of the season to obviously where the side is now.
Yeah, it's been challenging. We're very thorough in our meetings in regards to our tip sheet. So we'll do it as a staff and then we'll present to the players and the players will present to the group. The spine players present to the group. So it's very detailed, it's quite meticulous. But when you've got to strip it back a little bit because you've got so many people at position, it kind of gets lost a little bit in translation. So this week, for example, it's looked a little bit different. We've gone a little bit more detailed. And again, it's very much been player-led and it'll look different this week.
You've mentioned Jaden Nikarima, Wonga Blade, Lukula, Baribidoro potentially back this weekend. How much a boost is it for you to have, you know, these players and I guess, you know, what do they provide in terms of stability?
Well, that's exactly right, Mick. Stability and consistency, they're the things that you need to be consistent at Super League level. So then players will all bring that. You know, I'm not expecting miracles from all back in the first game, but I expect it to be consistent and work out for the team.
Ben McNamara, has he gone back to Lee?
He has, yeah. He went back to Lee. We was very thankful for Benny for coming in and doing us a job there. And he's a fantastic young man. He's got great rugby IQ and he was great to have around the place. He's somebody I'd like to stay in touch with.
Just on Rowan Milnes, how far off is Rowan?
Yeah, he's potentially a while off, Mick. He's got a pretty severe abductor injury, which is just hindering him on every department from walking, never mind playing rugby. So yeah, it could be a little while off. We're still waiting on a couple of things from a specialist, but yeah, it doesn't look great.
And just on Jaden Ockenbar, there was a video on the club social media accounts. I think you were getting absolutely drenched at Oddsall in the rain. But Jaden Ockenbar looks to be, you know, back in training.
When's that from today?
Yes.
That's pretty quick. How's that going so quick?
I don't know, but I was just going to ask, what's the latest on Jaden Ockenbar?
Well, more importantly, the weather up here, I've never known anything like it, Mick. We've just trained for probably an hour and 15. I've seen rain, sun, hailstorm. It's biblical. Biblical, so that's why you maybe seen him out on the wing looking a little bit cold. But yeah, again, experienced, you know, he's a very good player. He's still learning our system because he's barely playing it through his injury, so we're looking forward to having Jaden out there.
How far is he off?
Talkable.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fit.
So he could potentially play as well on Sunday?
Yeah, he's up for selection.
Wow. He does certainly. Does it feel like you're through the worst part of this injury crisis now?
It does, yeah, it does. But then when you get to the game and you get through the game, you're kind of just waiting and hoping that you're healthy again, because we still need bodies back, we're still numbers down. But yeah, it certainly does help.
And just in terms of like the character building and the experience, I know you've just mentioned, I think, to Nathan about some players who, like Sam Hallas, had a couple of Super League appearances for Leeds early on in his career. He's predominantly been in the Championship and League One. But when you look at players like Sam Hallas, who's had 7 appearances so far this season, Elliot Paposhi, 7, Mitch Suter, 9, Zach Fulton, 10, Jamie Gill, of course, who's played in the last 2, how important is it for them that, you know, albeit it's been tough for yourself and the club in terms of getting results, but, you know, the experience and the character that they'll take from this experience?
Yeah, I think it's through the injury has presented opportunity for the majority of the names you just mentioned there, Mick, so, and that's part of sport, but they all train at a level that's ready to compete at Super League. It's just getting out there and playing it and being consistent and being good in your own habits, understanding what you need to do in your individual role. So yeah, it will only help them. I'm in a bizarre way, I'm almost very thankful that we've had them kind of players with a great attitude to step up when I was, as I said, so-called first team players have not been there. It's been invaluable for what they've learned, and they've shown the toughness and resilience to put the shirt on for us even when it was at his worst moments.
Looking ahead, are there any areas that you're looking to perhaps strengthen to improve resilience against injuries?
I don't think so. I've sat down, I've spoke with numerous S&Cs and medical departments, other clubs, and I think we're all very much of the same opinion. It's just a bit of an anomaly this year. There's a couple of variables that you could consider, but ultimately I'll be passing no blame to nobody for the situation that we've gone through.
Just on that Wigan game, you only conceded 2 set restarts. That's the lowest this season. Does that show the sides learning and getting to grips with the new interpretations?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly. It's not something we've overly focused on, because it's very difficult at the moment to sit down with the group and pinpoint what is and what isn't a penalty. So again, we're still very much learning in the moment. We're up to round 11 now. So yeah, we're getting up to speed very, very quickly with it.
Joe Mellor has been announced as the first retention for 2027. I got a lovely press release with a lovely quote from you, Kurt, which I think you said there's no better person to keep around the environment. Was this a priority retention in your eyes?
It was, yeah. It was. He's been very important to the group starting this journey, being in Super League. And I think what he does off the field, what he's done on the field, is the epitome of what a true Super League player looks like. So a lot of the lads have learned about what Joey does and how he holds himself and the professional that he is. He is a first-class human being. He's somebody I've tried to take everywhere I go with me, because what he offers off the field is equally as good as what he does on the field. And he's turned into a pretty good loose forward as well, so that ticks a few boxes.
How was Joe receptive to that initial conversation about potentially extending his stay, Kurt?
Well, if you know Joey, Mick, he doesn't give you a lot.
He'd be a great poker player.
Yeah, very, very good. But he's, but don't be fooled by him. He's very deep. He cares a lot about the people he works with. He cares about his environment. He is the ultimate professional, but he doesn't give a lot away.
Just a couple more. Stock cars have officially left. Has there been any discussions between you and the board around potentially making Oddsall bigger?
Yeah, there's been conversations, Mick. There's been conversations. It's something that I mentioned when I first come to the club. The club have been extremely supportive around it. Obviously, what has happened, so that does help. But I think it's just all in due course. I think there'll be the right time for it to happen, and hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
I'm kind of guessing with that response, you'd like to see Oddsall back to its full size.
I would, yeah, especially with the style of rugby that we play, Mick. I think we're doing a pretty good job at the moment, but if we've got that extra bit of room to play with, I think it can look a pretty attractive prospect that we put on the field.
Over the Bradford London Reserve game on Saturday, again, how pleased are you to see emerging talent coming through, players like Finlay Ballback, Finlay Thompson, Cameron Bay, you know, the next Jamie Gills knocking on your door?
Yeah, it's great. 2 of the assistant coaches went up and watched the game as well, so we've always got eyeballs on it from every angle. Yeah, it's great to see. I think Gilly's leading the way in what it looks like to take the step up, so it shows that we've got a pathway. If you commit and you put in the hours to get to this level, there is an opportunity at this club that you will play. So I've had about a similar conversation with Cam Bates and Alfie Lee. You know, you've got to keep working hard, you've got to keep learning, learn with the people that are around you. You're not as far off as what you think you are, but yeah, it's great for the club. It's something I'm fully invested into, the reserves and the academy and the scholarship. I have consistent conversations with Ryan Hunkin and new Jonathan Schofield there about development and how we get better and we make the club better as a whole. So yeah, it's something I'm fully supportive of.
And a question I asked John Schofield, which he told me to ask you, was what's best in your opinion for those players' development? You know, your Felix, your Cameron Bates. Is it to stay in the reserves, which has a lot of blank weekends, like this weekend, for instance? Or is it to potentially go out on loan and get some experience at probably a higher level in the Championship?
Well, you tell Jonathan next time, come and knock on my door and ask me himself. You don't need to ask you, ask me. I'll answer your question. It's very difficult with the reserves competition because it's not consistent rugby. So if the rugby's consistent, you're consistently playing against reserve Super League teams, it would help. But at this moment in time, if I can get them young blokes out playing Championship rugby against men, I think that should probably be the priority than being in an inconsistent competition in regards to games.
And just finally from me, Kurt, appreciate your time as always. What's the message to the Bradford fans about where this Bradford Bulls side currently is and what they can look forward to at Oppsal against Hull FC on Sunday?
Yes, yeah, we're back at home. You know, we've got bodies back. We've had some lads out there who've put a fantastic spell in for us and really shown what it means to play for the Bradford Bulls, and it'll be no different this week, no matter who goes on that field. So we're going to put a show on for you. Come and support us and hopefully we get the win.
Every amazing try, every thunderous tackle, 80 minutes of adrenaline-pumping action. Covering the Rugby League Championship home and away. Unrivaled Rugby League commentary. Online on West Yorkshire Rugby League Mixlr. This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.